This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature isn't done with us yet, but this time it's heat. The first heat wave of the season is going to bake parts of the nation. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
The states that are going to be most impacted with this look to be California, Nevada, and Arizona. Those areas will likely have the largest impacts. But as we go through the week, some of those higher temperatures are also going to spread north, potentially getting into portions of the Pacific Northwest as well.
The temperature could hit 113 degrees in Phoenix on Thursday. Opening statements today in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial, and then, says the AP's Michael Kunzelman,
the first witness is expected to be an FBI agent who investigated the case. So Hunter Biden is charged with three felony counts related to the purchase of a gun in 2018. Two of them are for false statements that he allegedly made in applying for the gun when he said that he was not an addict, when in fact, I think he's admitted as much in his memoir, and the government alleges that he was an addict at the time he made that gun purchase and lied about it. Well, the trial is expected to last at least for the week. Whether or not they go into next week, we're not sure yet, although the jurors were told to prepare for that. So the government starts with their case after opening statements, and then Hunter Biden's lawyers will have a chance to call their own witnesses before the jury hears closing arguments, sometime maybe late this week or next week.
We may see President Biden sign an executive order today that would shut down asylum requests at the U.S.-Mexico border once the average number of daily encounters hits 2,500. So that executive order could take effect immediately, because daily figures are higher than that now. The U.S. is calling on the U.N. Security Council to support President Biden's plan to end the war in Gaza. The president also wants all the hostages freed and massive aid sent into Gaza. Two children were slightly hurt Monday in Milwaukee when their school bus and an SUV collided. Nobody else was hurt. This is AP News. Arizona might soon have its own immigration law.
The Arizona House is expected today to vote on a proposal that could eventually make it a state crime to cross the Arizona-Mexico border anywhere except a port of entry. It's already passed in the state Senate. If lawmakers approve the legislation, it would not go to Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, who vetoed a similar proposal in March, but instead would go before voters in November. The proposal is similar to a Texas law that's been put on hold by a federal appeals court while it's being challenged. While federal law already prohibits the unauthorized entry of migrants into the U.S., proponents of a state law say the federal law hasn't done enough. Opponents say such a state law would lead to racial profiling by police and saddle the state with new costs from law enforcement agencies that don't have experience with immigration law. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.